sultry, humid Beijing with the AC blasting. Well, actually, it's not blasting at this moment, Edie, because it needs to be silent in the room. So actually, I'm sweating profusely right now.
Oh, dear.
I'm on my summer break and trying to make the best of it in between regular COVID testing, sending my oldest daughter off to college in Canada, and listening to my youngest daughter take up violin with a fierce dedication. Woo! Yes.
Wow.
My sweetie Dawn and I, both teachers at an international school, are doing a lot of doggy walking and sleeping in, and we are also on a decluttering rampage, Edie, an absolute rampage. Whew. I am, however, continuing to grow my wardrobe with bespoke clothes, thanks to my very inexpensive and talented tailor. I may need another closet very soon.
Well, hi, I'm Edie, and I am in the humid Midwest. And I, too, am on summer break from my job of being a middle school reading specialist. None of my three children, Leia, seem that interested in practicing their instruments. Though I have been very interested in practicing the piano, so that's good. Okay. And I, too, am on a decluttering rampage. Where does all this stuff come from, Leia?
The thrift store, Edie.
Oh, yeah.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Listen to some new music and tips to do with your freezer.
Ooh. We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Loving yourself.
And, of course, we'll have the very popular Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Leia, why don't you kick things off for us?
Okay, well, I've got a doozy for you here today, Edie. So for some months now, we've been worried here in Beijing that we could go into lockdown at any time because of the zero COVID policy in China. Mm-hmm. So this has played some kind of serious head games with me and led me to severely overstock on and save things my family is just never going to eat. Mm. I mean, how many Tupperware containers of chili can you deal with, right? Mm. When they don't even like chili. But rotten bananas, like we just keep piling them into the freezer. You know, how many bags can you keep? How many smoothies can you make? I don't know. Anyway, I came across this. I've been listening to Claire Tansey on the Satellite Sisters many times over the last several years because she's a frequent guest, and she is a cookbook author and a chef. Who has some wonderful recipe books. We'll put them in the show notes. But on Facebook, she has a site called Claire Tansey's Kitchen. So you should like it because she's got some really great tips there. And I came across one about your freezer in the summer and some tips she has for you. And I'm just going to read a few of them to you and you can comment on the way. But one of the big things she says is, on those summer days that are so hot and humid, you can't even bear the feeling of your hair on your head, you're going to be so happy not to have to turn on the stove. And same goes for those days when delightful after-work drinks on a patio mean you get home too late to start something for dinner. Who likes it when dinner is easier, no matter what the season? Everyone does. So she says, see, summer is a perfect time to have a fully stocked freezer.
All right.
Here are some things you must know. Mm-hmm. Number one, and I didn't know this, and I don't know how I'm going to figure out how to have this or not, but your freezers must be 0 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 18 degrees centigrade. I didn't know that.
I'm sure it's fine because everything in my freezer is frozen.
Okay. But if things can be frozen or things can be overfrozen, I think.
Oh.
So, dear. Listen some more. So, number two, if a dish doesn't taste good, the freezer, Edie, will not improve it. It's not magic. No matter what Granny said, okay, it's not going to get better. So if they didn't like it for the first meal, you don't need to put it in the freezer for another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number three. If leftovers were going bad, i.e. left in the fridge longer than 3 days, they go in the compost, not the freezer. Okay? And then she says, after that, you can roll up a newspaper and hit yourself over the head for wasting food.
I feel like Claire Tansey doesn't have teenage boys living in her house, because I never have leftovers, no matter how much food I make. And even if it's like not the best, it's all gone, Leia. So I just had to say that.
I know that you hate leftovers, so you're probably very happy about that.
I hate leftovers, and this is like a very positive part of parenting, is teenagers like eating up all the food so I don't have to deal with leftovers. Blech.
Okay. All right. Okay. Tip number four. Bacteria do not die in the freezer. They just sleep. They're still waiting to give you a runny tummy. So refer back to rule three. Don't put anything in the freezer that's older than 3 days. Got that? Okay.
Okay.
Number five. Frozen food is like a goldfish. Air is the enemy. Air causes freezer burn. So get rid of as much air from the packaging as possible. See, I didn't know that. That's good. That's good info there. Okay, number six, though. That said, freezer burn isn't bad for you. It's just bad for your tongue because it wrecks food's flavors. So you really don't want to eat stuff that's freezer burned, but not because it will make you sick, just because it tastes nasty. Seven, and my sister-in-law, Ellen, is so good at this. Label everything and give yourself cues for how to use it. So she always has masking tape and a Sharpie in the drawer beside her freezer fridge, and writes down very clearly what all the food in the freezer is. Me, I open up the freezer and I've got no freaking idea. Other than the bananas, the big, hard, fist-sized lumps of bananas. Oh, man. Okay, number eight. The freezer is not a savings account. It's petty cash. Keep an inventory and refer to it every day, every damn day. I don't understand that. Do you know what that means?
Claire!
I'm not gonna keep an inventory of what's in my freezer and refer to it. What?
I'm not gonna refer to it every damn day.
I'm never gonna refer to it. Okay. All right.
It's probably a good idea, though, for someone.
No, I don't even understand it.
Okay.
Okay. So that's it. Eight tips, and stock your freezer for the summer, not just the winter. That's the Claire Tansey tip machine, and you should like her on Facebook, Claire Tansey's Kitchen.
All right. Yay, Claire. I do really enjoy her cookbook, Dinner Uncomplicated. Her recipes are so good that nothing gets frozen. You know, as I said, it all gets scarfed down by my teens.
Oh, and Edie, I did say in the last episode that I had a special recipe. I'm going to put it in the show notes from Claire Tansey for miso and maple syrup salad dressing. You had said that you didn't have that many salad dressings that you were making, that you've only tried a few. This one is amazing, and it is so easy. A little bit of miso paste, a little bit of maple syrup, some vinegar. Bob's your uncle. It's amazing. Just beautiful umami in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I have to buy miso and maple syrup.
Well, if you don't have those in your fridge, what the heck is the matter with you?
I'm afraid my miso is like super old. I tried to make a tahini salad dressing with old tahini. I'm like, this stuff doesn't go bad. Well, you know, it does. The salad dressing was like a brick layer. It was just so disgusting.
Okay. Well, Claire did say that miso seldom goes bad, so maybe it was the tahini that went bad, not the miso. Because you can keep miso for years, apparently.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I'm just dubious.
I don't know either.
I'm dubious. Because I had read that tahini never goes bad.
Right?
It smelled okay, but it was like a brick. I could have, like, mortared up my steps. Salad dressing.
All right, Edie, what do you have for us today?
All right, well, my tip today is get out of your rut and listen to some new music.
Yeah.
So I was in the rut of Hall & Oates and the Grateful Dead all day, you know, like my kids know all the words to, you know, Man Eater, Kiss on My List. Man Eater, the worst song ever written, you know. I think my kids think it's my anthem.
It's an earworm. You can't, you know, once you hear it, you can't stop singing it.
Okay, so I was just in a rut. And then I decided to resubscribe to Art Date with Kelly Ray Roberts. And part of her Art Date is a playlist of music to listen to while you're in your studio. And so I was listening, you know, collaging, cutting. And I'm like, oh, I really like these songs. Who's singing them? Leah, like, guess who was singing them?
Hall & Oates?
No! Taylor Swift!
She works for our generation, doesn't she? It's amazing.
What does that mean?
I mean, like, I always thought that Taylor was really just for the tweens and the teens, but I think she transcends the teens and the tweens, and I didn't realize that until recently.
Yeah, I just realized this, like, last week, and then I said to my son, I'm like, oh, I might be a Swiftie, you know? But I'm not sure yet. I'm not really ready to commit to being a Swiftie, but I did like those three songs.
Well, I will say that Edie has been sending me GIFs. GIFs or GIFs? GIFs. So uncool. I don't even know what they're called. Of Taylor Swift almost every day in Facebook Messenger. So just saying, I think you might be a fan.
Yeah, but I only know like those three or four songs, though. My son said Folklore is her best one. And he keeps saying, so have you listened to it? And I haven't. But anyway, moving on to some other new music, I've discovered Clem Leek, and I sent you that name earlier this week, Leah. But Clem Leek records like calming music that I like to write to or create things, you know, to. And this is something that I thought I hated, but I realized, you know, I do like it. And then another person I'm listening to is First Aid Kit, and they're a Swedish folk duo who are sisters. And actually, I forgot I liked them because my college roommate sent me their CD, a CD, Ruins, like several years ago, and I loved it. So if I'm going to recommend a song by First Aid Kit, it would be I'll Be Your Emmy Lou.
Okay, I've never heard of First Aid Kit. And Clem Leek, yeah. That name puts me off a little bit. But just, you know, sounds like a garden gnome or something. But
well, he's a cutie.
Is he? And is his music wordless?
It's wordless, Leah. He does not sing.
Okay, I think I'll like it then because, you know, I get... very noise sound sensitive. So I can get very stressed out by music very quickly, even the best of music. And even if I appreciate the aesthetic of it, it can be very, very agitating for me. So I will give Klemlik a try. Cool.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat! So, Leia, I saw this little poem-ish thing on the Mark and Angel Facebook page, and I found it profound, even though it was so simple. So, can I read it to you?
But of course.
Okay. I will eat like I love myself, I will move like I love myself, speak like I love myself, and live like I love myself. Yes, today I will be too busy working on my own grass to notice if yours is greener.
Ooh, ooh, I love this, Edie.
I feel like it translates better just reading it than listening to me read it. It just felt a little silly.
Maybe you should have sung it. Well, I really love the part that, what is it? So busy tending to my own garden or to my own yard, my own grass, right? That I'm not even going to think about yours. But, you know, unless you invite me over for a barbecue or something.
Yeah.
You know, in Canada, Edie, we tend to have pretty private backyards, like fences and big trees. So I'm not even going to be able to see your grass. So I'm going to be all over in my yard making my own little haven. So, but I do like that idea of let's not look at other people's grass. Just notice your own.
Well, this is really good for me, Leia, because I spend a lot of time looking at my neighbor's backyard and they are killing all their grass and...
Oh, ouch.
I could make a whole episode talking by myself about my neighbor, but that's neither here nor there. So let's go back to this poemish thing and discuss each line.
Okay. What's the first line?
Eat like I love myself.
Oh, so Edie, I was just thinking about this last night because I was digging into this chocolate bar stash that I have for Charlotte in case we went into lockdowns. I have like 15 chocolate bars or something that I've hidden away. And I, as I was starting to eat it, I started to think like, why don't I drink alcohol in the same way that I eat food? Like when I drink, I'm really in control of myself. Like I've never had a hangover, and as soon as I start to feel a little bit dizzy or woozy, I stop. And I just thought to myself, well, what's the difference between, for me, alcohol and food? And I thought, like, what if I actually did that with food? If I realized, oh, my body doesn't need any more of this. My body is saying stop. That would be interesting. So it was sort of just this little idea that I actually came up with last night that I thought I want to become aware of, like, not just how much I eat, but how it makes me feel in the same way that I always do when I'm drinking any kind of alcohol. And that seems like a good way to eat like I love myself.
Oh, that's good, Leia. You dug deep for that one. I like it.
Well, yeah, it was 2 a.m. and I was, you know, starting to nosh on it. Well, like, just like dig into this chocolate bar. And I thought, hang on a second here. And I actually put it away. I had about 3 squares and then I just put it into the fridge. So I was quite pleased with myself.
Yeah, very good. So eating like I love myself to me means taking the time to prepare food from scratch. And I just have extra time to do this during the summer. So I like to use fresh seasonal produce again during the summer. And eating like I love myself also means like saving trail mix for the trail, Leia, and not just like buying a 3-pound Costco bag and driving around town eating it. Also, I feel like my best if I'm eating like a green smoothie every day and if I keep up with my water.
Oh, water, that's huge, right? Yes, that's one of my summer goals, is to drink a lot more water. I think that, you know, yeah, drink like I love myself, which would be drink a lot more water and probably a lot less, you know, for me, I have a Coke Light addiction, which is a Chinese version of Diet Coke, but it's really, really good. It's way better than Diet Coke. And I crave it, but you know, I don't need it. So, and I recently inherited a soda, what's it called? Like a soda carbonator?
Soda Stream.
From my friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Soda Stream from my friend Kim, who just went back to America. So I really, really miss her. But I have her Soda Stream now, so I can carbonate my own water. And so that's what I'm working on doing to replace the, you know, the Coke Light that I've been drinking.
Okay, the next line is move like I love myself.
Ooh, yeah. Well, yeah. Keep moving no matter what, even if it's slow. That's my motto, because I am not fast and I have some pre-existing conditions, but I can keep on moving. Yeah, and you know what? Move like I love myself. So the other day when we were in on vacation in Yangzhou, which is this beautiful, beautiful part of China, we rented bikes. We went on a bike tour. And when I called this company, I just, you know, I thought, you know what, I'm going to be really honest with this woman. And she was like, because it's a really, really hilly area, but I know there's also beautiful rice terraces along the Yuhang River and whatnot. And I said, it needs to be flat. I have a back injury and I'm not able to like climb hills really well. So can we do a flat tour? And she was, absolutely, I've got the best tour you can even think of. So I was so happy that we had like a 4 or 5 hour tour and I did brilliantly. It wasn't too difficult for me because I said what I need. So I moved like I loved myself. And yeah, and these days, like if I'm doing a workout video at home, I've also started to do this. Like there are some parts of videos or like YouTube, whatever, you know, streaming things and Pilates that I have, there are little bits and pieces that I can't do that just, they hurt my body because my body just isn't physically able to do some of those things. And so now I'm substituting in things that I can do during that time. Like I'll do certain stretches or just other things that I know work well for my body. And then as soon as we're back to something that I can do, I'm right back in it. But I'm not trying to do impossible things. So keep moving, go slowly if you need to go slowly. And yeah, do what you can, do your best.
Yeah. Okay, what I took this to mean, like moving like I love myself, I've been doing this alternating running and walking, well, for years now, but I'm like doing it all the time now. And I realized that like my knees were really hurting. And it's like, oh, I hadn't bought new workout shoes in years.
Oh, yeah, you need new ones like at least every year, don't you? Unless you never use them.
I use mine. They were like practically cracked, you know, they were just really used. Edie. So a friend of mine, I was afraid to go to the running store to get shoes because I thought they'd laugh at me or something. Oh. I don't know. I have issues, Leia, deep-seated issues. But a friend of mine who's a runner just went with me and I was probably the youngest person in the running shoe store. So I bought a new pair of shoes.
Good.
I've also set up walking with a friend a couple times a week, and that's fun. And I was thinking about this, and I need to take advantage of the biking and hiking that's available in Wisconsin in the summer and fall, because I've done absolutely no biking. In fact, I told my daughter she could just have my bike, and I've just done some hiking, but I think I enjoy biking. I know I enjoy hiking, so I want to do a little bit more of that and see if I truly like it or if it's, you know, a big faker story I'm telling myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, Edie, when I was living in Madison and I told you to rent one of those electric e-bikes that are all over Madison, they really are fabulous. I think that might be a fun way to try it out because they give you just a little bit of a, you know, a lift and it's so fun. And then if you're biking with somebody that's, you know, a serious cyclist, you can keep up. And
yeah.
I really loved the electric bikes in Madison, and you can rent them so cheaply. Just saying.
I feel like I don't like biking with the traffic and everything. Like I used to do off-road biking. I think that's like a major deterrent for me. I just don't like biking around traffic and, you know.
Woo! You know, Edie, you wouldn't have wanted to be with me and Dawn today because we biked around the Second Ring Road in Beijing. And I have to say, I cannot even tell you how many times I nearly hit someone or somebody nearly hit me. In between, there were so many other bikes on the road, and not just bicycles, but motorbikes and mopeds, and it's like a ski slope. It's insane. Mm. And yeah, you have to be super alert. So yeah, we were out for about 2 or 3 hours, and I got home, and maybe that's why I'm so dizzy right now, because I was just concentrating so hard.
Yeah.
It was intense, actually. Yeah.
That's intense.
Anyway, yeah. What's our next one?
Speak like I love myself.
Oh, this is so good for me right now, too, because I think I mentioned I'm reading this self-compassion, or I'm going through this self-compassion workbook by Dr. Kristen Neff, and I just find it so soothing, Edie. I love to read what she's written. I love to do the practices and the meditations that she has. But one of the things that she keeps saying that we should ask ourselves is, what do I need right now? Just keep coming back to that when you're getting agitated or uncomfortable or just in any way not at peace, just saying, well, what is it that you need, Leia? What do you need right now? And just talking to yourself and soothing yourself and calming yourself and allowing your, you know, your higher self, if you will, or the, you know, to talk back to you and say, well, right now I just need to rest, or I need to step away from the situation, or, you know, I need a nap, or I need to watch something funny, whatever it might be. But just to be asking yourself throughout the day, what is it that I need right now? So I'm enjoying that, and I'm practicing that as a way of loving myself, talking to myself, essentially.
That's good, Leia. You might find that you need some Taylor Swift.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Or Clem Leak, more like it. I need to focus on what I am saying to myself, like the inner dialogue. And if it's negative, I just need to say out loud, stop it, Edie. You know, stop saying those things.
Shut it down.
I'm pretty sure, Leia, we did an episode a while back on talking to yourself like you're a friend. Did we do that?
Yeah. Well, we at least brought it up in an episode. I know we have spoken of it for sure. Like the things that you would say the things that we say to ourselves, we would never say to a friend, right? Yeah. You're so stupid, or why did you do this? Or, you know, you look like crap, or whatever it is, right? I would never look at you and say any of that.
Oh, so why do we say it to ourselves? So
Exactly.
I almost need a daily reset of reminding not to talk to myself. So, you know, cruelly, it is cruel.
Yeah. One thing I noticed that you said that when you say those things and you want to shut yourself down and you say, stop it. Right. Mm-hmm. I would take that a step further and then say, you know, then maybe ask yourself, so what can I tell myself, and give yourself a new message. So go beyond the stop it and feed yourself something that's new and positive.
All right. So the last one, Leia, is live life like I love myself.
Oh, so good. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now that makes me think that, you know, just have adventures. I want to have adventures this summer with my sweetie and on my own. I want to say yes to things. I want to get in the pool, right? Yeah, just say yes, have some fun.
Yeah, it's about finding joy in the everyday, I think. Like for me, in my garden, in my kids, in like the library books I'm checking out, finding joy in my projects in the studio. So Absolutely. Those are all so good, and they're all, you know, in my house or around my house. So I don't have to get on my bike and bike anywhere, you know.
Yes, that's fabulous. I love close to home too, right? All good. Far mm-hmm. from home, close to home. Live like you love yourself. It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the week. This week, your challenge is to live by this poem or a part of the poem.
Yes. So, Leah, I'm going to recap.
Okay.
Another dramatic reading of this poem that probably isn't a poem and shouldn't be read out loud. But eat like you love yourself, move like you love yourself, speak like you love yourself, and just live like you love yourself.
Whew. Yeah. So good. Okay. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes, and we'd love a review on iTunes if you are so inclined. It helps more people to find the pod.
Thanks to you, Leah, for editing the podcast. So, Ooh. My goodness, you have certainly been challenging your absolutes by learning this editing process.
Oh, we can talk about that another day. Yeah, I'm doing my best.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.